what it is the zoning that we have here at the Phillips Event Center is RD5, which is residential lots, minimum square footage of 5,000 square feet, which is 50 by 100 foot, which is really a small lot. And the whole 125 acres is zoned that away. But I don't want to do away with any of the holes of the golf course or anything else. So what we thought we'd do is do the rezoning to where we can get multifamily and keep that multifamily zoning up against the clubhouse. And that way that we can, you know, get the living aspect of the club, you know, in close to where we have the land where it doesn't hurt the golf course or affect the golf course at all.
Because if you do, then it's counterproductive to put in the housing.
It is counterproductive, but, you know, we're doing all kinds of, you know, structural remodels to the physical plant here to where once you do, you know, put in a hotel, some maybe age-restricted condominiums, and your pool, tennis courts, club, restaurant is already on site. And that's normally something that we would have to add to a development at a later date.
The application does not give any specific numbers or details about how many units or what type of units, other than to say that could be condominiums, could be apartments, if I recall correctly.
That's correct. It's called multifamily. And we don't have a land plan at this time, but we definitely will not be catering to students or any type of subsidized income. It's more, we're looking at somebody that would come out and enjoy the facility that we've created. And so, you know, the 55 and older would be the target.
And a projected timeline?
The zoning will happen, will be going forward at P&Z this year. We hope to secure a hotel maybe the second quarter of next year, and then probably the following year after that, maybe start adding some condominium brownstones, some type of components like that, or, you know, from game day weekend type homes to somebody that just wants to downsize and live on a golf course.
Are you far enough along to know about whether there will be additional entrances and exits other than Country Club Drive?
At this time, we're not.
I'm thinking out loud about among the concerns might be of the additional traffic volume that will be created by the additional full-time and temporary residents that will go in and out of the property.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's definitely a concern of everyone's. But, you know, of course, the city would have us do a traffic impact analysis to be sure that whatever we do does not, you know, negatively impact the neighborhood or Barcrest Drive or anything of that nature. I'm sure that's foremost on my mind as also.
Any other things that you've been thinking of ahead of time that might be concerns from homeowners and others in the neighborhood?
Not as much concerns, but maybe relation as far as the improvements that we'll be making that will add value to their real estate and to their quality of life, to where they actually have a completely public restaurant, dining facility, event center, anything. If they wanted to get on the carts and pass and come down, walk down, have dinner or beverage, we'll have golf simulators and things like that. So it's more of an atmosphere and a way of living than more of a negative impact, the way I see it.
And that's something that I noticed in your application paperwork, that you're thinking about the additional amenities that can come to the property, as well as the property tax and sales tax revenue that can be generated from this.
That's correct. We're wanting to basically rebrand Briarcrest Country Club to the new Phillips Event Center, to where more people in our community We'll use it. It's no longer yesterday's country club. It's newer. It's fresher. It's someplace that you'll want to come and watch Monday night football, tailgate parties, or just come out with your family and have a nice dinner, or when you get through with the facility, you know, the swimming, driving range, golf, where you can come in and actually sit down with your friends, spend some time, call your wife and say, you know, why don't you come out, let's have dinner here. And before, it never really was that, or it might have been back in the day, but we're just trying to breathe new life into it.
What's been the reception like a couple of months into the transformation, if that's the proper word?
It's been very well received. The first few months, it was a little iffy. Just, you know, nobody likes change. There were, you know, some uncertainty of exactly what was going to take place. But with what we've done, the existing members have been very happy with it, and we've signed up quite a few new members and getting more patrons to come out and visit. So I'm very pleased with what's happening.
And update listeners about what has been completed so far and what's still on the list to be done.
We have about 12 different projects that are ongoing. We had a soft opening of our restaurant and bar downstairs last Friday. We'll have our grand opening the last weekend in August is what we're shooting for. We'll definitely do some advertising to let the community know when it's open, when the golf simulators and everything is 100% complete. We're just waiting on furniture and a few different items for the downstairs bar area. Of course, we've purchased all new golf carts, removed lots of dying trees, freshened up the course, spent some additional money on irrigation systems and things like that. So we're bringing the course up to handle more play. The downstairs is pretty much finished. And then, like you said, the upstairs is getting a complete new facelift also. So none of it's 100%, but we're very close within the next few months.
What's been some of the jewels maybe that you have uncovered along the way?
It's just such a beautiful piece of property. The location, the structure has been incredible. The structure is probably better built than I ever dreamed it would be. I'm very pleased with all of it. Haven't really run across anything that's been negative.
And what's been some of the professional pleasure you've taken into this type of a project, particularly as opposed to starting something from scratch?
It's always a challenge, just the unknown, you know, direction. Usually on a new project, you have your plans, your architecture, interior designers, things of that nature already lined up. Decisions have been made. On a remodel, it's kind of a constant change to where, you know, it's a new direction almost weekly, just due to the obstacles that you encounter that you don't count on. So that's been a fun aspect of it.
What else have I missed that listeners ought to know about at this stage of the project?
Well, the first thing is, I think the biggest thing that we're going to have to overcome is that for the last 30 years that Briarcrest Country Club has been around, it's been a private club, and it is no longer a private club. It's a public event center, and we would like to welcome each and everybody to come out and enjoy what we're creating. Reservations or memberships are necessary. You can just come out and treat it like it's yours.
Have I missed anything else?
I really do appreciate you taking the time out to take interest in this. We're very excited about it and welcome everybody to come out and take a look at see what we've done. We're just trying to better Brian's community.
You mentioned the soft opening. Let me go ahead and open the door if you'd like to share operating hours.
Operating hours, 7 days a week. We open at 11. We're open Sunday through Thursday until 10 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays until midnight. We are working on having different bands and stuff on those later nights playing here. So it'll be some place you can come out and have a glass of wine and listen to soft music.